You're listening to episode number 1831 of the Who Cares News for Friday, October 2nd, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Howdy ho, good neighbor, and happy Friday, y'all.
Happy Friday, y'all. Got some random facts for us. A kangaroo word is one that contains all the letters of a synonym, like the word chicken has all the letters for the word hen inside of it, or masculine contains the word male.
Okay.
I'm not really sure if kangaroo has a synonym in there. I don't know. Kanga or roo or... Rook.
Don't hurt yourself.
I'm not going to hurt myself. Yeah. Another fact for us this morning. The first Got Milk ad was directed by Michael Bay, who, of course, is...
What?
Yeah, he's like the big director, movie director.
Well, we all start somewhere.
At one time, I think I heard that Michael Bay was like the loudest director. I mean, all his movies are loud.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes, they are.
A history expert, you'll remember this, has to answer the who shot Alexander Hamilton to win a radio contest, but can't say burr because he's been eating peanut butter and needs milk. You remember that commercial, right?
That was worth it right there.
Should have seen that. In the X-Men movie in 2000, the mansion where Professor Xavier lived and trained his mutant students is the same mansion where they filmed Billy Madison. You know, the one with Adam Sandler.
Yes.
It's called Parkwood Estate, and it's just outside of Toronto, which, you know, people go to Toronto to film movies all the time. The word whiskey comes from a Gaelic... Yes, indeed. Comes from a Gaelic phrase that translates to water of life. I rest my case. It is time for the Who Cares News. What's happening?
Whiskey's good.
Whiskey's good. Yeah, what's the word? Liquor's quicker.
I don't know.
Tequila makes her clothes fall off. I don't, all these, you know.
Rain makes corn. Corn makes whiskey.
Yeah, these are all
whiskey
country
songs. Whiskey makes my baby get a little frisky.
There you go. Whiskey. That's the one I was thinking of. Yeah.
Rain is a good thing.
Rain is a good thing.
Another show, another no eye contact rule.
What? The no eye contact rule does happen in Hollywood.
This is an older one, actually.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. This is quite a bit older.
Uh-huh.
Jessica Alba revealed on the Hot Ones podcast.
Oh, I love that show.
It's on YouTube.
And so, yeah, you have. We talked about this because Hallie was on it. Remember she talked about her
The
deal is that every question he asks, you have to take a bite of a chicken wing that's been doused in a hot sauce. And every question, I think he's got like 10 questions, the sauce gets progressively hotter.
Yes, okay.
To the point of where you're off the Scoville. It's nothing like watching a celebrity sweat. I mean, really sweat. When they're having to answer questions about their career.
Who even wants to do this?
You know what? It's a cool thing, though. You get millions of people watching. Yeah, it's a big thing. Hot Ones. Check it out. I don't know if they have an audio podcast for sure. The show is on YouTube. It's good fun. Good clean. Well, it's not clean. It's good fun. The celebrities will curse, as you can imagine, when they're eating hot things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I curse when I eat hot things.
If I was a celebrity, I think I don't need that kind of publicity because it'd just be painful.
It's just different. But she's Jessica Alba. Jessica is like a B-list celebrity now. She's got a show on Fox, which was...
She's got the honest company.
But
she didn't have to.
That's the deal.
Yeah.
She has billions of dollars.
Yes, she does.
So, yeah, she probably didn't need to do it, but she's trying to stay relevant. I get it.
So, anyway.
I get it. I'd do it. If I could get famous, I'd do it. Probably
you should
die
reach,
by number
should
five.
Should reach out to them and see.
Yeah, they want a DJ to come on a video show. An old DJ.
Why not? Old guy.
All
right, so Jessica Alba, she said that while appearing on Beverly Hills 90210 back in the 90s, she wasn't allowed to look at the rest of the cast.
What?
I guess any of them.
Oh, my God.
So that means they were all in
I
on it.
I could see that with Shannon that? Doherty, but everybody else was like that, too?
I guess so.
Come on now.
She said that she said, I couldn't even make eye contact with any of the cast members, which was really strange when you're trying to do a scene with them.
Well, yeah. But then, okay. I don't want to drop the fourth wall on how they do TV production, but close-ups, you're rarely there with the other cast members. It's just you and the camera. And then a lot of behind your head scenes when there's
not always. Shots. I mean, there's,
Yeah, but I mean, on close-ups. Close-ups, usually it's just your face. Uh-huh. Like you're reacting to the other character. Right. Or if the other character's speaking, then it's a two-shot of the back of your head with the other character speaking. So, yeah, it's weird. I get it.
So she said while doing the Hot Wing Challenge, that appeared in season 8 as Leanne.
Season 8?
A pregnant teenager who walked into a clinic where Kelly was working. It was like, you're not allowed to make eye contact with any of the cast members or you'll be thrown off the set.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. So those no eye contact things, they seem to be popular in Hollywood. Man.
I heard that somewhere. I made eye contact with somebody one time, and I've told this story a bunch of times. It's no secret. I used to work on at the Walt Disney Studios back in the day. And one day, I was walking down what we called Mickey Avenue. There's a little path there between the commissary and the Team Disney building. And I walked past that day Richard Dreyfuss, who was walking on the lot. And yes, you don't make eye contact with him, but he made eye contact with me, doggone it. So I just kind of nodded at him and passed by.
Do they say you're not supposed to make eye contact with Richard Dreyfuss?
Yeah, they tell you to leave all the celebrities alone. They tell you that.
And not make eye contact.
Yeah. Well, they didn't say not to make eye contact. It was understood, right? So about an hour later, I'm coming out of the building getting ready to get on a shuttle over to a satellite office in Burbank. Uh-huh. To go to a meeting, and there's Richard Dreyfuss again, and he kind of smiles this time because he recognizes me, right? And I finish my meeting in what they call the Tower Building in Burbank. If you're from Burbank, you know what that is. I come down the elevator. The elevator opens, and who's standing there?
Richard Dreyfuss.
I said, we got to stop meeting like this, Mr. Dreyfuss. And he smiled, and there you go. Never seen him since.
He didn't laugh, huh?
No, but he smiled. And he knew what I was talking about.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I can imagine. I didn't get fired for that.
Jeez. All right, so there's an Australian producer.
Yeah.
He recently revealed that he wasn't allowed to look at Ellen DeGeneres when she appeared on his own morning show. So she appeared on his show.
Yeah, I believe
that. And he wasn't supposed to look at her.
Yeah, I believe that.
That makes no sense.
You know what? We told you. Everybody knows.
Right. Everybody knows. Uh-huh. Everybody knows.
You don't look at Oprah or speak to Oprah when you're working there, or else you'll be unemployed the next day. Like that story's run around a bunch. Yeah. You know who you can look at in the eye, though? Halle Berry when she's eating hot wings. You see what I did there? Continue.
Hey, on Monday.
Yeah.
Kylie Jenner, she's what God and her plastic surgeon gave her to get people to vote.
God. What happened? What happened?
Now, this is the person who lied, who stretched the truth on her tax stuff.
Well, we don't know
appear
for
on the
sure.
Forbes list of
we have to
billionaire
be,
women.
We have to use that word alleged.
Alleged.
Because we don't know for sure. That was a thought that was being bantered around because Momager was a little concerned about the tax returns.
So she posted a pair of bikini pics on her Insta.
Mm.
And she urged her followers to go to vote.org to get registered.
Did it work? Because I don't think a lot of her viewers would have just sat there and stared at the picture for 4 or 5 hours. Words?
Would you be shocked if
Are
I told
words?
You it worked?
I would. Actually.
Her photos led to a 1,500% increase in traffic to vote.org. Well,
good for Kylie.
And 48,000 new voter registrations.
Wow. Now, think about this. Talk about qualified voters. We're talking about 48,000 people who registered to vote because they saw Kylie Jenner in a bikini.
Uh-huh.
Makes you scratch your head, doesn't it?
Kind of does. On a typical day, vote.org registers about 2,900.
She should do it again. Maybe it'll work again. I don't know.
Maybe Kim should do it. Yeah, maybe no, Kanye should do it to get people to register to vote so they can vote for him.
It's only going to work in a couple of states. He's not on the ballot in more than two or three states. All right, that's it. That's all. Have yourself a great day. Have a great weekend. We will be back on Monday.
Threaten the promise.
Have a good one. See you then. And
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.